Probably you'll have it half-half, 50% and 50%. Hopefully, to have Michael with us to complete the other 50%. Ibn Abad ibn Rahm, Qudus Allah al-Wahid, Ameen. As we explained before about the readings of the 7 weeks of Pentecost, we saw that the church is presenting to us our Lord Jesus Christ and how to benefit from him after resurrection. القيامه سبع اسابيع اللي هم سميهم الخمسين المقدسه الكنيسه بتشرح لنا فيهم يعني ازاي نستفيد من قيامه المسيح او مين هو المسيح بالنسبه لنا. طبعا اول حد هو حد توما اللي فيه بنؤمن ان الجسد اللي اتولد من العذراء هو الجسد اللي عاش على الارض، هو نفس الجسد اللي اتصلب، هو نفس الجسد اللي قام من الموت، هو نفس الجسد اللي صعد للسماء، هو نفسه الجسد اللي احنا بناخده في المذبح. Through Thomas Sunday we believe يعني strongly that the body that our Lord Jesus Christ took from the Mother of God when she conceived in him, with him, and then is the same body that was born, the same body who lived on the earth, the same body which was crucified, the same body resurrected from the dead, and the same body who ascended into the heavens, and at the same body that we partake every liturgy in the church. So this is the first Sunday, which we call Sunday of Thomas, because the Lord insisted to let Thomas touches the wounds or the prints of the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ in his hands, in his feet, and his right side. المسيح أصر إنه يقول لتوما يعني حط إيدك، حط إصبعك في مكان المسمار في إيدي ورجلي، حط إيدك في جنبي، وعشان تؤمن إن هو نفس الجسد اللي أنت شفته مصلوب هو الجسد اللي قام منه. To be sure that the same body which was crucified resurrected into heaven. بعد كده ده الأسبوع الأولاني. بعد كده المسيح بالنسبة لي هو إيه؟ هو كل حاجة. المسيح بالنسبة لي هو كل حاجة في حياتي. أصبح في الحد الثاني خبز الحياة، الحد الثالث ماء الحياة مع السامرية والحد اللي فات، الحد الرابع نور الحياة، الحد الخامس الطريق والحق والحياة. وخلاص أنا ما أقدرش يعني أعيش من غيره، هو أكلي وشربي ونوري وطريقي وحقي وحياتي. The second Sunday Jesus is the bread of life. Third is the water of life. Fourth is the light of life. Fifth is the way, truth and life. خلاص. After the fifth Sunday comes the ascension of the Lord. لأن يعني 7 times 5 equal 35 plus 5 يدينا Thursday of ascension into heaven. خلاص يبقى Jesus Christ, he is my bread, my water, my life, my way, my truth and my life. So I don't need anything else. بعد كده المسيح صعد للسماء. هنلاقي سكس الحد السادس بيتكلم عن الروح القدس بقى. خلاص هيبتدي بقى عمل الروح القدس. الحد السابع حلول الروح القدس وميلاد الكنيسة. Remain 2 weeks. The sixth, after the ascension of the Lord, he performed completely the work of salvation. With his ascension into heavens, he raised my body to be at the right hand of the Father or in heaven. So I don't have any doubt on that. Right? Until this moment, I didn't benefit from him. How can I benefit? To let him be my bread, my water, my light, my way, my truth, and my life. إزاي أخليه هو أكلي وشربي ونوري وطريقي وحقي حياتي؟ لازم حاجة تيجي تدخل الكلام ده فيا. Must be something to come and let it inside me, which was the Holy Spirit, which the Lord promised his disciples right before his crucifixion, when he spoke to them in what we call Paraclete, which we read on the first hour of the eve of the Holy Friday every Holy Week. All the speech of our Lord Jesus Christ in 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 of the Gospel of St. John. Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. So the sixth Sunday speaks about the Holy Spirit. The seventh Sunday is a descendant of the Holy Spirit on the church to give birth to the church through the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit dwelt in the Mother of God for our Lord Jesus Christ to be born without any will of man, the same, on the same manner, the Holy Spirit came upon the church to give birth to the church through the Holy Spirit and to give us all the benefits of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those seven. And in spite of mentioning that our Lord Jesus Christ was the bread of life, is the bread of life, in the second Sunday, he comes again on the fourth Sunday in the eve, today, in the raising of incense, evening greens, the great ones, repeats the same gospel or the same meaning, presenting the Lord to us as the bread of life. Why? Because the church wanted to insist again and again and again. Don't forget, ربنا هو الأكل بتاعي والشرب بتاعي والنور بتاعي وطريقي وحياتي كلها. وأنا من غيره ما أقدرش أعيش. طب إيه بقى قصة الأكل ده بقى؟ قصة الأكل ده. نرجع من البداية خالص. From the very beginning. نرجع من البداية. من البداية من أول ما الله خلق آدم، قال له كل. ولا لا؟ قال له كل من جميع شجر الجنة تأكل. كل من كل شجر الجنة. بس الشجرة اللي في وسط الفردوس دي سكنها الشيطان، دي ما تاكلش منها. ما تاكلش منها. ليه سكنها الشيطان؟ لأنها اسمها رمزيا شجرة معرفة الخير والشر. وأنا يا آدم مش عايزك تعرف الخير والشر، أنا عايزك تعرف الحق بس. بمعنى تاني عايزك تاكل الأكل بتاعك من إيدي أنا. دي قصة الأكل. فآدم كان بياكل هو وحواء من إيد ربنا، من جميع شجر الجنة تاكل، يعني معناه إن ربنا قال له اتفضل. زي ما ربنا يكون كده، زي ما حضراتكم كده تكونوا مضربين مائدة تقولوا اتفضل يا أبونا. أيوه أنا اللي باكل بإيدي، بس أنت اللي عملتي الأكل. لكن أنا باكل من إيدك أنت. أنت اللي طبختي. فلما ربنا يقول لآدم وحواء كل زي ما أنت عايز، بس اللي في النص دي بتاعتش، ما تاكلش منها. From the very beginning, the story of food has begun when the Lord created Adam and Eve, and then He allowed them or asked them to eat from the whole Garden of Eden, except the garden in the middle, on the midst of the tree in the midst of the garden. Why? Because this tree is dwelt by Satan. It will teach you, it will show you the bad and good. And they want you to know only the truth, not the bad and good. وده حصل لما كان آدم بياكل هو وحواء. كان في مشكلة خالص. الأكل من الأرض، الأرض كانت إيه؟ طهر، خصبة، كويسة، تدي له أكل من إيد ربنا. مشكلة الإنسان إنه ابتدى يأكل أكل مش من إيد ربنا، من إيد حد تاني، وربنا مش عايز. The problem of Adam has begun when Adam allowed himself, even Adam, allowed themselves to eat not from the hand of God, but from the hand of Satan. هي دي المشكلة. طب ليه يا ربي أنا يعني أنا عايزك تاخد من إيدي وتفضلني أنا وتثق في كلمتي لما أقول لك الشجرة دي هتضرك تقوم وتاكلش منها. أعلمك إنك بحريتك تحمي نفسك. بحريتك تحمي نفسك. ما كان ممكن ربنا ما يحطش الشجرة دي خالص، لكن الشجرة دي محطوطة وقصادها شجرة بتاعت ربنا اللي اسمها شجرة إيه؟ برافو عليك. شجرة الحياة. قصاد الشجرة في وسط الفردوس كان في إيه؟ شجرة الحياة. On the other side of the tree in the midst of the garden, there was the tree of life, resembling our Lord Jesus Christ. هنا حصلت المشكلة. دلوقتي ربنا ما منعش آدم يأكل من شجرة الحياة ولا منعه. هل ربنا منعوش؟ Did the Lord prevent Adam from eating from the tree of life? Or didn't? Did he prevent him or he didn't? He didn't. Yeah? Did or didn't? Didn't. He didn't prevent him. So he can't take a, he can't change his word. Okay? Then the Lord said to himself, now, Adam has become knowing bad and good and entered in his nature. So as a result of this disobedience, if he eats from the tree of life, he will live forever under the authority of Satan, under the power of the devil, under the weakness of knowing bad, and but knowing not the mind. Knowing here means this knowledge comes into his senses, into his nature, into his desires, into his normal desires. In his food, فياكل. In his drink, يشرب كتير. In the sex, يبص الحاجات التانية مش كويسة. فيعني distracted his senses, affected his senses. That's why the Lord did not allow Adam to stay anymore in the garden and come out of the garden until I find out a solution for it. This is the story of the food from the very, very beginning. As a result of the salvation, the solution has become easy and available for us. So now, if you take the food from the hands of the Lord, then you will save yourself from being under the power of Satan. If the Lord is your food, you will not allow yourself to take this food in a bad or through a bad ways. يعني unfaithfulness in your work, dishonest, bribe, mistreating, unjust with the others to take from their hands what you don't have. This is the food. Drink the same. So long you will drink from the water of that of the world, you will not feel satisfied. Last week, كان Samaritan woman, المسيح قال لها كده ليش شرب المايه دي؟ عطش. مية البير دي, the water of the well of Jacob, does not give you full satisfaction. But I give you the living water, from which when you drink, you will be not in need of the water of the world. Apply it on everything. لكن نرجع بقى باك, نرجع تاني لموضوع الخبز ده. المسيح عايزنا ناكل, بس عايز يدينا اكل مفيش حد في العالم ممكن ياكله خالص. في العهد القديم ربنا حاول يعمل الحكايه دي مره, وبعد شويه الناس دي للاسف الشديد. امتى؟ When man. The Lord in the Old Testament tried to give food from his hand, but the faithful people after a short while have become bored and complained and said, oh, what was that? The manna. The manna in the wilderness gave them from heavens the manna. And they refused the manna. After a while, they said, oh, we are bored. ابتدوا يقولوا بقى الله يرحم بقى اللحمه والكرات والبتاع بتاع. يعني they came back their minds to the food of Egypt. Neglecting, and not only neglecting, forgetting the slavery that they suffered so much in Egypt. تجاهل ونسيوا العبودية والذل اللي كانوا فيه وما بيأكلوا لحم. طب انت تاكل لحم وانت مذلول, ولا تاكل من يد ربنا وانت حر؟ Which is better, to take man from the hands of God while you are free and strong, or to take the beef and the fish from the hands of Egyptians with slavery and dishonor? This is the issue. إن ربنا عايزنا ناخد من إيده هو. When he started to give them the manna, they murmured again. The manna, he gave them some birds, and because they were very lost in food, and tens of thousands died because they ate. And they did not eat. They did not eat. They filled their stomachs. يعني ملوا معدتهم بطريقة غير طبيعية. غير طبيعية. ملت على آخرهم. فماتوا من التخم. They did not only eat, they ate and ate and ate until 23,000 died. And they were buried in graves called the lustful graves. قبور هتأوى يعني قبور الشهر. In the New Testament بقى, when the Lord came, He succeeded in what Adam did with Satan. Succeeded in what Adam, the first, failed with the Satan. He refused to take the bread from the hands of the devil, although he was hungry. يعني close your eye وحط هنا كده first Adam هنا second Adam هنا. First Adam has everything to eat except just one tree harmful and he ate. Second Adam has nothing to eat and he was hungry for 40 days but refused to eat bread from the hand of the devil. This is the comparison. How did the Lord corrected the great mistake that the first Adam committed? And then it was for him, a second Adam, or son of man. But he wanted to give it to us. So one day the people were spending hours and hours and hours listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the end, the Lord said to his disciples, give food to all these people. They are now, مش بس hungry. More than hungry. What is more than hungry? There is a word. Not hungry, stronger. Starving. And it was test from the Lord to the disciples, and it was very good chance for him to start to give him to give the people again from the hands. What do you have? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Give it to me. He took them. Thanked, blessed, and broke, and gave it to the disciples. The miracle here was not just the 5 loaves and 2 fish, yani were more than enough for the thousands who ate, and the remaining was 12 fragments. No. The true miracle is that these people ate from the first time from the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the miracle, because our Lord can feed anyone. He is the Lord. He is God. The miracle here that they ate from his hand. Unfortunately, instead of believing in him and following him, they followed his bread, the bread that he gave. He followed what's filling their bodies, not their spirits. That's why on the second day when they searched for him, and at last they found him on the other shore, he said to them, you are following not because you saw miracle and believed, but because you ate and were filled. Discussion. And then he came to the top. He came to the aim of his coming. He came to the goal of his incarnation. He came to the goal of his salvation, to give himself. He said to them, I am the bread of life. And this is what we heard now in the gospel of the best. I am the bread of life. I gave you bread to eat. And the Gospels mentioned only two miracles like that. But I'm sure that the Lord fed them many times, not only men, two times. I'm sure that. But although he fed them many times, every time he was mentioned, he was insisting that is the true bread of life. True bread of life. That's why the Holy Liturgy has become the cornerstone, the focus of our religion. دلوقتي أصبح القداس الإلهي هو مركز العبادة بتاعتنا. واحد يعيش من غير القداس الإلهي سوري مالوش علاقة بربنا، مش مستفيد بربنا. لو حافظ الإنجيل من أوله لآخره، لو بيدرس الإنجيل، لو بيعمل بالإنجيل ما عدا المناولة، محروم محروم. Anyone memorizes the Bible from verse 1 Genesis to the last verse in 22 Revelation and does not receive the Holy Communion, he has no relationship with God, unfortunately. He has no relationship with God. He cannot benefit, unfortunately. Why? Because simply the Lord is the bread of life. And he said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood, number one, will live forever. Number two, abide in me and I in him. Yeah? Everlasting life. Now, ألا دي لما قالها عن المية من آمن بي تجري من بطني أنهار ماء حي، لكن لما قال عن التناول في الإصحاح السادس قال ثلاث حاجات مهمين جدا. من يأكل جسدي ويشرب دمي يكون فيا وأنا أيضا فيه. مش كده؟ وبعدين قال إيه؟ قال من يأكل جسدي، من يأكل من هذا الخبز ويشرب من هذه الكأس يحيى إلى الأب. وبعدين قال بقى حاجة ثالثة، قال من يأكلني. ها يعرف الآية، من يأكلني whoever eats me two words بس. برافو عليك يا صفا زوزان. من يأكلني يحيى بي. Whoever eats me will live through me. Through me. So the source of your life will be Jesus Christ. هذه معنى المناولة. علشان كده يعني القداس مهم جدا بالنسبه لنا. The liturgy is the most important service or the most important gift the Lord gives us. The most important. أهم حاجة ربنا بيديها لنا في حياتنا الروحية هي القداس. أهم حاجة بيديها لنا في حياتنا كلها القداس. مفيش أهم منه. عشان كده تقول لي أصلي الأجبية كلها وأصوم وكل، بس المناولة ما كنا في الرحلة كنا 120 واحد تقريبا يعني بالضبط في الأكواريوم كنا 115. فلما صلينا القداس يوم الأحد الصبح كل اللي في الكنيسة بنوم ما عدا شخص بيت حزين واحد بس. فانا عارف هو ليه ما تناولش، يعني ممكن يكون واحد مش مستعد مش معترف مش جاهز، انما واحد مش مؤمن ده جسد المسيح ودمه من جوايا. تقول يا رب بس افتح عيني صار انه كويس راجل كويس خسارة. سو نمرة واحد، through the bread of life through Jesus Christ we get the forgiveness of our sins. عشان كده في القداس الإلهي، في القداس الإلهي in the liturgy بيقول ايه؟ given for us for salvation remission of sins and eternal life، خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا. حياة ابدية. تقول لي الله امال الاعتراف ايه؟ الاعتراف بر كل الاسرار فيها مغفرة خطايا. يعني مثلا سر مسحة المرضى في مغفرة خطايا طبعا ولا لا؟ يعقوب في 5 بيقول لو كان حد عيان ادعو خصوص الكنيسة يصلي عليه لأنهم زيد باسم صلاة الإيمان تشفي المريض وإن كان قد فعل خطية. So the sacraments of the anointing of the sick people also carries the forgiveness of sins. The sacrament of confession gives me the forgiveness of sins. And the, also the liturgy, the partaking of the Holy Communion gives me forgiveness of sins, and not only eternal life, and not only the power of resurrection. And this is the top of the gifts that the Lord gives us. وفي القداس بنقول له جعلنا مستحقين يا سيدنا أن نتناول من قداساتك إيه؟ طهارة لأنفسنا وأرواحنا وأجسادنا ومغفرة لخطايانا وآثامنا. يبقى نمبر 1، نمبر 1 the holy liturgy or the bread of life, the holy communion, the holy body of Jesus Christ gives me the forgiveness of sins. برضو في الفراكشن بتاع الجريت لنت بنقول له الذي انقذنا من الموت واعطانا جسد المقدس ودمه الكريم لغفران خطايانا. Who saved us from death in the fraction of the great lent we say who gives us or saved us from the death and gave us his holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins. طبعا دي نمرة واحد. نمبر 2 in the Holy Communion in the liturgy we pray for the whole people whoever they are. للكل. ليه؟ لأن there is a very very close relationship between the bread of life, between the Holy Communion and the sacrifice of the cross, on the cross. Because the same body, as I said, who suffered on the cross, after he resurrected from the dead, carrying the power of resurrection, is given to us in the liturgy. So, if I say, Eucharistia, Eucharist, and the sacrifice of the cross, it's one. One. So every time we come to the liturgy, actually we come to the sacrifice of the cross. And the same power that we gain in the Eucharist is the same power of the cross. Number 3, the liturgy is a very big source of intercession. He is the intercessor of us. He intercedes every one of us through his body. شوف يقول ايه، هو ده كائن معنا اليوم على هذه المائدة. ايه المائدة دي؟ Today one of the fractions in the feast of Saint Mary and the angels and the saints. You will behold, we have today on this table Emmanuel. It's not just the bread, it's not just the wine. We say, behold, we have today on this table, Emmanuel. هو ذا كائن معنا اليوم على هذه المال. أمالوئين إلهنا. حمل الله الذي يحمل خطيئة العالم. Emmanuel, the Lamb of God, who bears the sins of the whole world. وطبعا بنتكلم عن المسيح نقول له ايه، هذه الذبيحه غير الدمويه، this unbloody sacrifice, this sacrifice without shedding of a of blood. نمرة 4 بعد كده، also in the liturgy we pray for the departed, because we do believe that no one is pure from blemish, even though his life on earth is a single day. نحن بنصلي أيضا من أجل الرقدي في القداس. ليه؟ قال الكنيسة خايفة ليكون حد من ولادها غصب عنه من غير ما يحس طلعت منه حاجة كده، والحاجة دي ممكن تعطله عن الأبدية. فالكنيسة تصلي من أجل. We pray for the departed because the church does believe that there is no one pure completely from blemish without blame, even though his life on earth is a single day. حتى لو كانت حياته يوم واحد على الأرض. That's why we insist to pray for them. Entreating to the Lord, asking the Lord to forgive them very small sins, maybe some bad thoughts, maybe some bad words, maybe something they didn't notice or something they haven't chance to confess or to have the Holy Communion before. That's why when we have someone with the terminal disease and we feel that he is dying, we insist to give him the Holy Communion now and then, even at the last moment of his life. Why? Because we do believe that this is the power of the resurrection in his body and spirit, and could help him before the throne of the Lord on the last day. نكتفي بكده النهاردة، لكن نقول إنه مهم قوي إحنا نعرف إن التناول هو أهم ما نحتاجه في حياتنا. The Holy Communion is the most important need we need in our life. Most important. And without it, without this bread and this body and blood of Jesus Christ, we lose almost everything. And when we come to the Holy Communion, to partake of this holy body and precious blood, we remember that this body carries the power of the six items we said in the beginning. Yeah. Say, number one, we said six items at the beginning. Who is Jesus Christ to me? The bread of life, huh? The water of life, huh? The light of life, huh? The way, the truth, and the life. تنسوهمش ابدا. فلما باكل جسد المسيح ودمه يبقى مش بس باكل وبركه واطلع، لا، لما باكل جسد المسيح معناها ان قوه القيامه دخلت فيا، المسيح دخل فيا وانا اتصلبت مع المسيح. فبولس الرسول يقول مع المسيح صلبت فاحيا لا انا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. فما احيا الان انما احيا بالمسيح الذي بذل نفسه عني او مات لاجلي. فان انا عايشه دلوقتي عايشه للمسيح. فلو خدت من جسده جوه يبقى كلامه بره هو ما خدش من ايد الشيطان عشان اكل، وما خدش من ايد الشيطان عشان اشرب، وما خدش من ايد الشيطان عشان يتنور لي انوار المزغلله بتاع العالم، لا. يبقى معنى كده طالما صنم I receive the Holy Communion from the Lord which is his body and blood, then he becomes the only source of my bread, my water, my light, my way, my truth. ولو نسيت الحتة دي وغلطت بقى أنا ما أخذ، يعني لما تيجي مثلا تلاقيه تاخد حتة ببقك كده أكل وتلاقيه وحش تعمل إيه؟ تكمل وتدخله ولا لا؟ سوري هو مثل وحش شوية مقرف شوية بس هي دي الحقيقة. لو دخلت فكرة مش كويسة لمخي مش دي بتتعارض مع الطهارة بتاعت يسوع يبقى لازم تردها بالتوبة والاعتراف. If in case I was eating something and found that this is not good for you, I threw it immediately. Don't allow myself to take it inside my stomach. In this way, it will cause problems, medical problems to me, on the same level. Any spiritual food or water or what, which I unintentionally have, I get rid of it through repentance and confession. To keep my body, my spirit, my soul pure all time, and to let him be the only source of these six items. Akli, shurbi, nuri, hayati, حقي، طريقي، حقي، حياتي. ربنا المجد يا من المجد. Any questions? Thank you. Have time. We'll be very pleased to pray together. Asking the Lord to let what we said be a system of life in our life. تفضل. بسم الله يا أبو الإبن الروح القدس. إله واحد أمين يا أبانا الذي في السماوات. قدس اسمك. ياتي ملكوتك ومشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض. لنا كفاك، اعطنا اليوم فنا ذنوبك كما نغفر نحن ايضا من ذنوبنا.